Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Wausau police say a pilot was not hurt when his plane swerved off the runway Monday. The pilot's name has not been released, and he was the only one on the plane. He landed the aircraft at Wausau Downtown Airport, but it swerved to the right, skidded off the runway, and ended up on its nose. The crash is being investigated. The Wisconsin River has humble beginnings in Vilas County and winds through much of the state and grows until it reaches the Mississippi River near Prairie du Chien. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency recently approved a long-range DNR plan aimed at reducing phosphorus in the vast area of the Wisconsin, spanning the Central Corridor and covering more than 9,100 square miles. The plan is known as the Wisconsin River Basin Total Maximum Daily Load Plan, which sets guidelines for phosphorus. Excessive phosphorus runoff causes poor water quality. DNR water resource engineer Pat Oldenburg says the plan took several years of monitoring and modeling. He says people with water problems stepped forward.
Because our citizens in the basin that were facing these poor water quality issues down in the central part of the basin on these large reservoirs, Peatonwell and Castle Rock, worked with the Wisconsin State Legislature to appropriate funds starting back in 2009 to do the science to get this done.
Oldenburg says the plan is focused on what's called non-point control. One example of non-point pollution are farms rather than wastewater facilities at one source.
I'm looking forward, to working with a lot of our counties, which take a big lead in doing those projects and moving that ball forward, as it were, to really try to improve water quality throughout the basin. It is kind of a basin-wide effort because the phosphorus does move downstream, and so what happens up in Rhinelander does affect what happens down in, Adams County.
The Wisconsin River Basin Study area encompasses or touches portions of 22 counties. The basin has 109 stream and river segments and 38 lakes or reservoirs that are currently listed as impaired due to elevated levels of phosphorus. And the Wisconsin Senate Elections Committee is considering a bill that would reverse a current state law that bans voters from taking selfies with their completed ballots, Tramell Gomes reports.
Supporters of Senate Bill 48 see the ban as outdated, citing an increasing number of voters across the country who proudly post photos of themselves and their marked ballots on social media. However, Andrea Kaminsky with the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin says her organization would like to see a few changes made to the bill before extending its full support.
Not only would it allow people to show a picture of themselves holding their filled ballot, but it would also allow them to put on an identifying mark on the ballot.
Kaminsky is concerned that allowing voters to take pictures of ballots with identifying marks on them could lead to corruption. She believes it could lend itself to unethical election officials marking ballots in an attempt to change election results. I'm Tramell Gomes.
Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he and the leader of the Wisconsin Senate are frustrated with the governor's refusal to negotiate on the state budget. That's why those legislative leaders are considering the idea of splitting the Wisconsin budget into two bills. One would deal with spending items and the other with policy items. Democratic Governor Evers could use his partial veto powers to rewrite the spending bill, but he would be forced to either sign or veto the entire policy bill. And Republican legislative leaders say it's already easy to register to vote in Wisconsin. They oppose a bill introduced by Democrats Monday, which would allow for automatic voter registration when a person applies for a driver's license. Democratic Governor Evers proposed the idea as part of his two-year budget plan. The weather forecast for this afternoon: look for skies to remain partly sunny with a high temperature right around 63. Tonight, showers late, low 43. Wednesday, showers likely, cloudy with a high near 60. And then by Thursday, partly sunny skies return with a high near 67. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.